Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the title pending month of rants, day 29, second, well, I guess third to last day. Two more days after this, 31st, I'm going to go just do a retrospective of all the days that have come before. And on the 30th, I don't know, we'll talk about something. But today, we're going to talk about a topic that just pisses me off, and that's vegans, right? Let me start the episode, right? The title might be a little misleading. As my mom suggested, I should point out that not everyone who's a vegan is the worst. For example, if you have a dietary restriction, I understand. Or if you're allergic to certain things that force you to go vegan, I understand. And that's a good reason to go vegan. However, if you are vegan because you don't like the way animals are treated, then that's just dumb in my opinion. Everything from here on out is my opinion. It's okay if you disagree, but I don't give a shit if you disagree. So unlike most places where you can have an actual conversation and debate your side, I don't care. So don't send me anything because nothing will change my mind on this. Yes, animals are mistreated, right? But then again, animals are bred to be eaten. Certain animals, like cows and chickens, give you byproducts like milk and eggs. And those are good. That allows them to live longer. But then there are some animals, like bulls, and how when they're just done breeding, what do you do with them? You eat them. There's nothing left for that animal to do. And I get that people are like, well, if it wasn't in nature, these animals would live. No, most of the time, in nature, a lot of these animals are not at the top of the food chain. Believe it or not, a cow, a chicken, a fish, not really at the top of the food chain. So they would be dead anyway. And for those animals that like, for example, when veal's made, they or foie gras, they take the duck and the liver, or they take the duck and they just fatten it up until they kill it, right? I would love, if I had to be any animal, I think I would love to be a duck that is just force-fed 24/7. That sounds amazing. Yeah, my life would be short, but I wouldn't have to do anything. No worries, no schoolwork, no work. I would sit there, food would come to me, I would eat, and then I would die. That sounds like the perfect life. Again, I don't see any problem with it. I understand that there are probably more efficient ways to do it or better ways to do it. But as of now, this is what we have, and it works. So I feel like that is how we need to keep doing it, at least for the time being. Because, big spoiler, I feel like not many people are making big, drastic discoveries in the farming industry. Which, that could be just incredibly far off by me, but I'm not sure that many people are focusing on farming industry improvements over anything else. Because then again, one last thing for this episode. They're fucking animals. We are humans. They don't, like, yes, they can probably feel pain. But when you have to pick between a human life or a cow's life, that should be an easy choice. And if you are a vegan or you're an animal rights person and you have to think twice about that, that is ridiculous and I don't like you. So, just a little shout out to PETA. Fuck you. You are a corrupt organization and I don't like you. But other than that, that's the rant. Thank you for stopping by today. If you made it this far, love you and peace.